It's Wise FM lunch on a sanctified Monday. Sisconi is live in studio. Good to have you with us, Sisconi. We missed you the other Monday, whatever.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Lillian. Good morning to Rise FM listeners. Uh-huh. It always feels good to be here live. Yeah. You know, you connect with Lily and the people that are listening to us.
Yeah. I want to congratulate you on the success of the work that you're doing outside
Amen.
Of this space.
Amen. We give God the glory.
Absolutely. Yes. Let's get into the word of today. No, I am God.
The Bible says those who know their God, they will do great exploits. Mm-hmm. It's important to know who God is, Lily, and to be comforted in who God is. So we are here to make an announcement, Lily, Guti, know that I'm God. And what does it mean to know that He is God? It simply means that you need to have the understanding that God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. He is almighty, and He is all that you need. He says to Moses, I am that I am. That completes his sovereignty as God. So in Psalms 46:10, he says, and also be still. So be still, know that I'm God. Mm-hmm. So when you know that He's God, then you can connect with Isaiah 43 when he says, when you go through the waters and rivers, I will be with you. The waters will not overwhelm you, nor sway you away. And when you go through the fire, you know, it will not burn you, number one, and number two, flames will not consume you. So, we have evidence, Lily, when the Israelites were crossing through the Red Sea, God is talking about the same water, that it will not do you anything. You'll be with in the Red Sea, but God will be there. We know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown in the fire, and the fourth man appeared. So those who know their God, they do exploits. They let plotters plot, and God will come through for them. They let gossipers gossip, and they defy the odds, or nullify every word that the gossipers are saying. Mm-hmm. They let people undermine them, but God come through for them, and the light that is upon them, it's never covered or shadowed by anything. So we are saying to Rise FM listeners today, you may go through divorce. Divorce doesn't define you.
No.
Know that I am God. Mm-hmm. You may have lost children, you know. Know that I'm God. It's not the end of the world. You may be unemployed. Know that I'm God. You may be there may be plot at work where you qualify for promotion, mm-hmm. but you have been overlooked. Mm-hmm. God says, know that I'm God, because nothing is a surprise to God. Nothing happens outside God watching. So if He can permit it, it means the timing is not yet right. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage someone this morning that there is God in heaven. He's sitting on the throne, and nothing is hidden to Him. And you know, when He created, as the Bible says, He said, it is good. So in God's eyes, you are good. You may be going through life challenges. You may be a delinquent. Somebody, I used to be a delinquent child, Naomi, mm-hmm. but see what the Lord has done. You may be perceived as something that will not go anyway, but David is encouraging us. I mean, mm-hmm. I normally talk about Ubab Robert Gumet. Those who know his story, they know where he started and where he is today. So if God can do it with him, He can still do it with you. And the list is endless, Lily. Mm-hmm. So know that I am God. That's enough. Know that I am God. When you know that, you remember the story of Jehoshaphat, what God did. When you know that, you know what God did with Esther. When you know that, you know what God did with the woman at the well, who was rejected by everybody. Mm-hmm. But God picked the very same woman with labels, with who was stigmatized, and He lifted up that woman. So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, you just only need to know when you wake up that He is God, He's almighty, He's I am that I am, nothing is impossible with Him, all things are possible with Him. There is no impossible ability in God. It is possible all the time, only if you know. Because the Bible says, those who know their God, they will do great exploits. Thank you.
And know that you are worthy.
Yes.
You are worthy of God's goodness upon
and
your life.
And mercy and grace.
And mercy and grace.
Yeah.
God
doesn't use abantu abanganama scars. Uzotshela abantu ini, because when you don't have scars, you think it's your doing. But masa that vessel that is been crushed and rebuilt again by in the potter's hands, you have a story to tell, and your story, it's you go through that you tell a story to comfort someone that is going through that. So it is never a dull moment. Mudima ajima tlamutu. And it's not a son of man that should lie nor repent.
And I've said it better. Sis Cody joining us on Sanctified Monday. Back next week Monday around the same time. At 20 minutes before we get to your lunch hour.